gonna be a little warm down.
Like many who lived through 9/11, Glenn Klein keeps mementos of that day.
That's one of my walls.
The helmet he wore to clear debris, a few shards of glass from the tower windows, and a wall of photos from his days as a member of the New York City Police Department's Emergency Service Unit.
This is Tommy Langone right here.
Tommy is one of 23 members of the NYPD who died on 9/11. Klein was near Ground Zero when the second tower collapsed, but managed to get to safety.
The guys that I was with, we all ran into the old Woolworth building on Broadway to escape getting hit by any of the debris.
He spent almost 3 months working at Ground Zero after the attacks, and every year when the date rolls around, he tries to find a way to mark the occasion. The first few anniversaries, he went to Lido Beach on Long Island.
I found out that they had a memorial down there, and I figured that would be nice. Probably be a nice, quiet memorial. And then I would take a walk along the beach for about an hour and always look west towards the city and look at where the towers would have been.
After a few years, he was ready to go back to Ground Zero. And so he started joining the crowds down there on the anniversary, until that didn't feel right either. So he decided to do something more personal.
Personal to me would be to go visit my fallen brothers at their cemeteries. You know, when I go visit my parents, it's always a personal moment there. I can talk to them. I don't know if they hear me. I hope they do, but I decided it would be the same thing.
So for the past 5 years, Glenn Klein has spent September 11th driving from cemetery to cemetery, visiting the graves of his friends in the various towns where they were buried. The first year, he went with three or four other retired officers. Now there are about a dozen who make the trip.
Now we go from Holyrood out to the cemeteries over by Pine Lawn. There's a couple of cemeteries over there, and Mike Curtin, who was a sergeant in our unit, he's over there.
He has a list of grave sites on his phone, brings American flags to plant, and carries a bottle or two of Jameson to make a toast and pour a little out for the dead.
I walk over to the tombstone, and I usually put my hand on it and maybe say a few words, like, miss you, buddy, let him know what's been going on, things like that.
Frank Salamone is also a retired detective from the NYPD's Emergency Service Unit.
Everybody does something differently. I also went to the beach and threw 14 roses into the ocean for the 14 members of our unit that were killed.
He moved to North Carolina after the attacks.
I also do a ritual on my in my living room, the dining room. My wife had made a big glass thing and put the pictures of all 14 guys there, and we light candles.
This year he came to Long Island and will be spending the anniversary with Klein visiting cemeteries. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.